Dreamscape presents Because They Marched by Russell Friedman. Narrated by Rodney Gardner. Dr. King used to say there is nothing more powerful than the rhythm of marching feet. And that was what this was, the marching feet of a determined people. That was the only sound you could hear. John Lewis, Walking with the Wind. Chapter 1. The Day the Teachers Marched. Dressed in their Sunday best, women in high heels and white gloves, men in suits wearing tie clasps, they might have been on their way to church. But on this particular Friday afternoon, January 22, 1965, Selma's black school teachers were about to risk their jobs, their freedom, and their personal safety. They were headed for the county courthouse, where they would demand their right to register as voters. For months, the small city of Selma, Alabama, had been the scene of mass meetings, protest marches, arrests, and violent confrontations between black voting rights demonstrators and white law enforcement officers. A local judge had issued a court order putting an end to the demonstrations, and for a time the city was quiet. But Selma's black community would not be silenced. When the local court order was appealed to a federal court, voting rights demonstrators took to the streets again. Until now, the city's black teachers had not taken part in the protests. They had to answer to a school board made up entirely of whites. If arrested, they could lose their teaching positions and their hard-earned advantages of security.